Bible said that God is love. Amen. He was the one created love to talk with. Praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody said you need to leave your emotions at home. How are you going to do that? Praise the Lord. You leave your emotions at home, you're going to have to stay there with them. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God for emotions. Love is emotion. Praise the Lord. Amen. You was born with emotions. A baby has got emotions. A newborn baby. Praise the Lord. That's part of being a human being. Amen. You just got to have the right emotions. Praise the Lord. When Jesus was looking toward Jerusalem, headed there, knowing he was going to be crucified, the Bible says Jesus wept. Amen. Crying, that's an emotion too. Fear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh,
Amen. We sing about it.
Thank you, Lord.
Talk about it. We hear about it. We look forward. But after a while, we're going to find it.
That's right.
After a while, it's going to be there. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's part of it. The Lord said we could be part of it. And then that beautiful city that John saw coming down out of heaven. Praise the Lord. All right. Well, let's see what we got for the Sunday school lesson this morning.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
See what God's got the Sunday school lesson for us.
The metal piece is what you go squeeze around your nose.
There's a metal piece in it?
There's a metal piece in it. The mask is also blue. Up at the top. You have to squeeze it.
There.
Well, you're about 6 feet away from your body. You can take it off. As long as it's good enough.
Move around.
Well, move to the left.
See, the thing about the lesson is, it's the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's the first teachings of Christ. And he's called to preach and teach. And he was called for that. So he comes to the earth. That's exactly what he was put here to do. Is to preach and teach and do the will of God. And a lot of people, they don't want to follow the example that the Lord came and lived. I tell you what, then let's go ahead and read those first two verses. You got your Bible ready? Read that 25 and 26 in Matthew chapter 6. What are you doing? 25 and 26.
Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiment? And the body than the raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth you. Are you not much better than they?
Now, John the Baptist, he was really a perfect example of Jesus. In their mind that they got to have a new car every year. freedom from what? Freedom from worry. They, some people are worried about their things and their possessions and their money and their finances. Yeah. I tell you something. We don't have the faith in God that we need for a lot of things. We go jump, get a new car, a piece of land, or a new house, and ain't prayed the first time. Ain't sought God the first time. Now, I knew when I bought that little house of mine down there in a few acres I got, it had to be the will of God. Because I just left with the paperwork, the title, and the deeds. I had just left with them, talking to the woman. I told her I'd nail everything you'd transferred over. The only thing she'd have to do is come and sign when they're ready. I had no longer got down the road the devil went over there and tried to undermine my house. He said, I want to buy this house, this land from you. Just give me the deeds and just give me the titles and I'll buy it from you right now. She said, I'm sorry, you just left with the titles. The devil will try to work you right out of a blessing. I tell you now, you have to know the Spirit. You have to know, you have to have discernment. You have to have God working in your life. The birds and the fowl, they do not sow. They're not emotional. Like we are about things. They're not active about things like we are. They don't get out there playing a whole field full of corn, tomatoes, cucumbers. God feeds them every day. They ain't running about acting like they're scattered in with the wind. I'm in a frantic. I'm in a panic. I'm stressed. I'm out of shape. I'm just worried to death. A lot of people ain't going to see that, but that's their problem. Don't be worried. 26:28.
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take you thought for a remnant? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, how they toil. They toil not, neither do they spin.
They toil not. They're not struggling. They're not straining. They're there for a purpose. God put them there. Somebody said, well, what in the world is a mosquito for? Why in the world did God have created a mosquito? There's something out there that eats mosquitoes so that they can live. Bats, birds. That's exactly right. And they spin. They're not twirling about, whirling about. Well, we'll be looking and searching and trying to figure out what's going on. I need some help. If you really need help, talk to the bank. Don't get me wrong. If you need help, financially, go down and take more money. Get yourself straightened out. Yeah, I've been down there on how many times. And I take it back every time. That's the biggest problem. You got to pay that money back. Man, she's still broke water. They sent us a thing from First Union, said we can have $20,000 signature loan. No collateral, nothing down or nothing. And I'm something. You want to go ahead and something else on there. Read that 29:30. Solomon, the wisest man that God had, was not arrayed like some of the things, simple things, that God created. We call, we speed, we tear up things, we don't get all excited, we show that emotion out of it. We'll get upset, beat something with the hammer. Yeah. a psychiatrist. Give me a bottle of pills. you first, the kingdom of heaven. And what else? Don't say, and his righteousness. Say, some of these folks ain't got enough righteousness in them to fill them. They claim church and they claim God, but they ain't living righteous lifestyle. I tell you, when you start adding righteousness to your relationship with God, you seek the kingdom of heaven first. Amen. There's a lot of hollering Jesus, Jesus with a mouth, but from heart, we're far from. Does anybody know what that's listed at the moment? Is it Isaiah? I think Isaiah first said that. You can't have a heart full of this world. You can't have your heart and mind set on everything in this world. But John said to be friends, this world is a big enemy with God. Now, I'm going to tell you something now. These folks out here, every time you turn around, they're so full of the world. What's that sit there? To seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness. When you seek God, you're going to leave a trail of righteousness behind you. Amen. Then you'll want to teach righteousness. You'll want to show a righteous lifestyle, a righteous spirit. You'll want to do what's right. You'll want to be right before God. Amen. I tell you, there's too many of them out there taking thought for tomorrow when it says to take no thought for tomorrow. I know there's nothing wrong with having a refrigerator and a freezer. Try to have a little food backed up, a little meat stored up, that type of thing. You want a little bit of money, a little nest egg, God bless you to have it. Big God will be. Your neighbor's hungry, give him a pack of meat. If you see the poor pitiful widow down the street ain't got nothing hardly, give her a few dollars. You know, I tell you, feed a bunch of crackheads, God help you, eat you out of house and home. Praise the Lord. Be stoned all your drugs, your lawnmower, four wheeler, be stoned your car too if you ain't careful. But help people, use a little wisdom. You have to use a little wisdom. Get a little freer from worrying this morning. figure it up one time. Feed all the birds in this world for one day would cost $1 billion. Mm-hmm. I don't think nobody could afford to feed them fowls in the air. I don't think nobody can afford to feed all of them. If they run out of money, if they have $1 billion. Let's see who's got a birthday. Anybody got a birthday this week? Got birthdays? My youngest brother would have been 60 on July 1st, but he passed. I think I put it in last week anyway. 12, all right. What about anniversary? Anybody have an anniversary? Got married on 4th of July? I got an uncle, him and his wife got married on April 1st. They didn't realize it when they went down there. They got married in Venice. They didn't realize what the day was, but the day was April Fool's Day when they got married. But sometimes you don't ever know what the day is, I reckon, when you get the other things on your mind. Let's sing Happy Birthday.
Thank you.
prosper in wealth and in health.
Help me first.
But I tell you what, I'd rather have Jesus than anything I know. Amen. Jesus owns everything on a thousand hills, hundreds of hills too. And every Tater Hill, praise the Lord, He owns Tater Hills too. Praise the Lord. That day we're sitting out there waiting to get loaded on that wood chipper. I found a little Tater Hill and I was cutting up them taters and peeling them and eating them, you know. And boy said, "Where you get them taters from?" I said, "They were growing right there." God can plant taters. Amen. You need a raw tater just like you can a cook. Praise the Lord. You find it, Sister Lisa? I thought you were looking for a song. Go ahead and sing us one anyway. It looked as if you was looking for a song.
Of how we came.
Jesus died on the cross. Save a poor old sinner like me. I tell you, Jesus has done something nobody else could do. He's made the way for us to have this good salvation this morning. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus died on the cross. That set some of them free right there that day. There was some of them come up out of the grave when he died on the resurrection day, crucifixion day. The grave busted open, and the soldier said, "Surely this must have been the Son of God." I tell you, signs and wonders will follow the believers. They still do.
Thank you.
taking care of you, hedge you, and pamper you, and paddle you too if you need it. Get up and go to work early in the morning, come home in the afternoon, and start right in on the clothes and the cooking, cleaning, trying to keep you going. Well, I tell you, it ain't nothing like a good mother. But to feel that kind of love that only comes from the Lord, you get to talking about a whole different situation then. There ain't nothing like the love of God. He's the one that created a good mother to start with. He's the one that created a good father to start with. Amen. He's the one that created family. That's the reason why the devil tried to keep that toe up. Come on, Sister Amy. Y'all pray for Sister Amy. She's been for us.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Appreciate the Lord this morning. So glad to be back in church. Had a rough week this week, but I made it. Had a rough morning this morning. You know, sometimes it's really so you just get mad at things. At life, you know, things is out of pain.
That's right.
And I forgot my keys and had to go all the way back out to the car and get them unlocked the door. And that little thing just, I was just hot because I was in a hurry, and my coffee cup spilled, so I threw it out the window on the way to church. You know how you have time like this, Sister Daniel, where you just get vexed and aggravated, and I was ready to knock some out, but I'm glad to be in church this morning.
Praise the Lord.
And I'm glad to be in a better spirit. I feel a lot better since I got here.
Thank God.
That just proves why we need it so much. We need it. Sometimes, Sister Abby, you have to get a check. You feel like going to the doctor to get a checkup. You have to get to come to church and get a checkup. Make sure everything's lined up just like it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And if I keep throwing my coffee cups out the window, I don't have none. So there's some behaviors you have to quit. You know, you got to lay some things down, and you got to pick some things up. Sister Lisa, it's a different walk when the Lord helps us do it. If you have your Bibles, Psalms chapter 76, and y'all pray for me this morning, heal me.
Bless the Lord.
Psalms chapter 76. And start with verse 1. If you find it, if you will, stand saying amen. That's Psalms chapter 76 and start with verse 1. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he breaking the arrows of the bow, and the shield, and the sword, and the battle. Salah. I'll read those once more. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle, his dwelling place in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield, and the sword, and the battle. Salah. Did you know, Brother Dalton, that you have to do things on God's terms?
Right.
You know, if you go to a company and you sign for a car, or don't understand the car, if you sign for a car, do you tell them when you want to make the payments? Did you tell them when you wanted to make the payments? Mm-hmm. Did you tell them how much you wanted to pay?
Mm-hmm.
You did. Did they listen?
No.
They didn't listen to them. They didn't listen to them. When you go to a dealership, a car dealership, when I signed up with Duke Energy, that's my biggest payment that I got right now is Duke Energy. They told me how much I was going to have to pay every month. Girl, why don't you get a Duke Energy bill?
they tell you, right? They'll say, Miss Locklear, you use such and such wattage every month, and you're going to pay this amount. Sometimes mine's been $2.50. Sometimes mine's been $1.12. And I like it when it's $1.12, and I really don't like it when it's $2.50. I feel like I might could go back to my native ways and live in the woods without electricity, Sister Dina, because $2.50 is $2.50 too much.
Yeah.
But we do things on God's terms and conditions.
Right.
You know, every time you sign a contract, you have to check that little box that says, I have read and I understand all the conditions. Mama, he said, a man don't build a house without first counting up the cost. You have to count up the cost of what it's going to take to live it and to walk it, Sister Dana. Y'all help me out now. Stay with me. He said, in Judah, Sister Lisa, did you know there's certain places where the Lord can be found? And there's places where he won't be found. Y'all help me out. You with me, Daddy?
Yeah.
Back me up, Daddy. All right? You with me? Shake my hand. Affirm. We hold on tight.
Yeah.
We hold on tight, Sister Dana. Mama don't like me to say hanging on. We hold on.
Yeah.
Sister Dana, there are certain places where you can find the Lord, and there are certain places you can't find the Lord. And if you're in a bad state of mind, you're not going to find the Lord. If your eyes is searching to and fro, trying to find something different, you're not going to find the Lord. Brother Dalton, go back there at the door back there for me. Help me out here. I got to have some backup. Go all the way back to the door. I don't know why the Lord's been having me use Brother Dalton lately, but he's a good stud. All the way back. Back, back, back. Now, don't take your mask off, but I want you to whisper. Are you doing it? Okay. Can you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. You whisper again. Grandma P, did you hear what he said? Grandma, can you hear what I'm saying?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me. You're not close enough. Mama, can you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. Can you hear what Brother Dalton said? Did you hear what Brother Dalton didn't hear a word he said? You know why? Because we're not close enough to Brother Dalton. If Dalton was the Lord in Judah and in Salem where the Lord worked, the Lord has to have a place to work, Mama. If you've not made a good workshop for him to work, then he's not going to be able to work. If you need him to do some blacksmith work and you got him in a doctor's office, then you ain't got the right tools for God to work with. He works in a, he said in Salem, that's where I fight the battle. That's where I break the sword. That's where I conquer the enemy. It's in Salem. Sister Dana, if you're all over the place, don't know where to go, don't know what to do, he said he's not of confusion. You get close enough to God where you can hear what he's saying and know what's going on and tell him what you need to do. You don't stand back here, Sister Dana, and shudder around wondering what's going on and if you're lost. You get where you can hear what's going on. Sister Dana, it ain't that he can't hear you. Y'all help me out, I'm struggling. I'm fighting him. Sister Dana, it's not that he can't hear you. It's that you can't hear him. That becomes where the problem is.
Praise God.
Am I preaching? Is that the truth?
Yes.
All right, I'm tight, so let's go. Brother Dalton, I want you to whisper. Hey, is that what you said back there? I said, hey, every time. I couldn't hear words you said. You know why? What close enough?
Praise God.
What close enough? Sister, Abby, I can touch you.
Uh-huh.
God's will. You don't let the devil make you feel like you're not. You stand until you see something. You feel something. Mama, you might smell something. You might be a little soft whisper. You stay there, Sister Dana, until you find out what's going on. You don't let the devil have you confused. God said he is not the author of confusion. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it to you. It might be something simple, Sister Peggy, like an answer. You might have a yes or no question. Lord, do I need to do it? No, you don't. Lord, do I need to go there? Yes, you do. Lord, do I need to climb that mountain? Is it really worth it? Yes, you do. Where you can see something. He might say, Brother Brandon, you need to get up there where you can hear something. He might say, Sister Pam, you need to get up there where you can feel something. Grandma, he might say, you need to get up there where you can smell something. You have to get close enough, Sister Dana, where you know what's going on. He said, here's where I can be found. Come and find me. Who did you tell you said, come and see? Come and see. You come to me and you see. There's a song that says, you reach way below the bottom. From your head. But Sister Abby, he don't have to reach down every time. Sometimes you have to reach up. David said, I look towards the hills, but cometh my help. So he's higher than I. So I looked up. I knew that he was on the mountaintop, higher than I. So Sister Dana, when I found out where he was, I looked up. And I saw him. Mama,
if I was
across a bank and there was muddy river, you being my mama, you would want to come get me, right? Brother Dalton, if I was hanging off the edge of a cliff and I was in danger, you'd want to come get me, wouldn't you? Would you come get me? Sister Abby, if his man was over on the sea in the tumult, you want to go get him, right? What makes you want to go get that person?
Love
makes you want to go get. Now, Abby, if you had to choose between me and Nan, you'd go get Nan.
Right.
I know. Hey, it's not going to hurt my feelings. I know. If Mama had to choose between me and Nan, Mama, you would choose your. That's right. You would try. But if it come down to it, you would save your own. God's supposed to be yours, and you're supposed to be His. He's your Father. He is your Father. You are His child. That love should draw you together. Right? Sister Dina, it should draw you together. You shouldn't get distracted by something else and say, well, there's something over there. I need to go over there first. If I saw you coming towards me and I was in danger, I would be trying to get to you. Because you come to save me. That's just like when Jesus came to them, walking on the Sea of Galilee, and they were in that boat. Peter started walking towards him. He said, he's coming to save you. You wouldn't walk in the opposite direction if you were in danger and the Lord was trying to save you. You wouldn't walk the other way. Those heartstrings, you know you actually have heartstrings. It's called the chordae tendinea. Medical terminology is chordae tendinea, which means cords and tendons of the heart. Chordae tendinea. And it helps those valves, the atriums and the ventricles, to open and close like they're supposed to. Did you know you can die from a broken heart? Those strings snap. It's a physical thing, too. If those strings, if that heart is under so much pressure,
those strings will snap. And those valves won't open like they're supposed to, and they won't close when they're supposed to, and you will die from a broken heart. It's not cardiac arrest, it's a broken heart. Let me tell you something. Those heart strings are supposed to pull you together. Don't put no more stress on yourself than you have to. I'm preaching to the choir. And I'm in the choir. Don't put no more stress on you than you have to. Things that you can't control, give it to God. Things that you think you are controlling, give them to God. Anything that you have, give it to God. I'm coming all up Amy Street. I'm right up the avenue on Amy Avenue. But I tell you, go where he can be found. When you find him, stay there. Don't let the devil drag you back down the mountain of doubt and unbelief. Believe in God. Do what we're supposed to. Remember to keep praying for each other. The world's in a bad shape, and we're out in the world. We're not of the world, but we are in the world until he comes and takes us home. So pray for each other. Find together. If your brother or your sister needs something, be willing to do it. But I appreciate the Lord, and I appreciate y'all.
It says one place in the Bible that he was a sweet-smelling savior. So if you get close enough to the Lord, you're going to have a sweet smell. Y'all come on, let's pray a minute before we dismiss. God will help us through this time. You ain't going to pray enough. You ain't going to pray too much. But you do need to pray more. Let's pray that the Lord will help us and our families through this pandemic. And if it's the Lord's will, he'll be back one day. I don't know when. I can't tell you when. But I can tell you this. Watch and be ready. For the moment you think not, the Son of Man comes. So let's pray a minute before we dismiss.
Lord, we do thank you, God, for the opportunity to thank you, God, for the Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for the message. We thank you for the teachings. God, we know that you're coming. We know you're coming as closer today as it was yesterday. We know your mission. We know it through the Word of God. We understand, Lord, that we have to be ready. Watching and reading, waiting for the Son of Man. God, help us all to be ready, our families. God, pray, Lord, just say, some kind of way to help us turn from the wicked ways, repent, and ask God to save us. God, somehow, Lord, let us feel like our families, our loved ones, God, our friends, our neighborhoods. God, help us, Jesus. Lord, it's time. It seems like a couple of times. God, help us, Jesus. God, help us in everything. God, for the thieves, the thick, the thin, and God, those that don't care one way or another. Help us. Help us.
Well, folks, let's keep praying and looking up. Don't give up. Amen. Don't give up. Don't give in. The battle's just about to be won. I don't know when and where and how everything's going to happen. You can read Revelation and read the New Testament and study it for yourself. But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus has got to be coming soon. This world is in such a bad shape. I know prayer changes things, but God said His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So let's pray that we'll be in God's will. Amen. Let's pray that we'll be in God's will. The biggest thing will be watching and waiting and reading. So let's keep praying, keep looking up. Does anything else need to be said? Anybody? Let's remember Sister Ethel. Maybe since she had heard of that, let's keep praying for her, Lord Ethel. All right, let's be dismissed. Y'all come back next Sunday.
Me and man does the pieces, so I guess I have to.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm talking about your preacher.
Well, girls, y'all have a good week. Y'all too. I'm doing a mess.